If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Hi.
Who is it?
It's Carol Singers.
This is Christmas Podding's 12 Days of Christmas Podcasts, a podcast every day from now till Christmas Day.
Good King Wenceslas, look out.
Now, here's your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Well, hi everyone and welcome along to Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We're doing the 12 Days of Christmas podcast. What would today be? One, two, day nine today.
Yes.
In a row. Merry Christmas,
oh,
Vanessa.
Merry Christmas. Wow, great to be here with you.
I am just loving doing this daily podcast. I'm so thankful for all the new listeners we've had over the last week. We want to throw a big thank you out to Apple and iTunes for whacking us on their new and noteworthy recommendation
How
list.
How good was that? What a nice little Christmas gift.
It was a Christmas bonus, wasn't it?
It was.
And so many new people have come through. So if you're new to this show, we've been doing this for three seasons. We've been besties for 15 years and we literally talk Christmas all year round.
Oh, so much to talk about, and especially this week. Well, this is our peak.
If you've only just come on board now, we've got back catalogues. This show's been going all year long. Mm. Like, believe it or not, people like Christmas in June.
It's
May.
True.
April even. We could
you
talk about all year
listen.
Round. There's so much to talk about on today's show. We will get to the best Christmas movie of all time. The votes are in. It was close. I will tell you that our favourite Christmas movie didn't get the top spot. Love Actually didn't get the top spot.
That's disappointing to hear, but I'm looking forward to finding out who knocked it off the mantle.
It was on TV here in Australia on Sunday night, just the other night, and I said to my wife, we're going to watch it. She goes, "Is it on? Do we have it on DVD? About three copies.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to watch it on the TV. We'll put it on our
of
own
course.
Time. Our
I
own
mean,
leisure.
You don't want your the ads.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll get to that a little later on. And are your weird Christmas traditions? We've got this great list of all the weird stuff that happens in your family. So that's normal to you, but weird to everyone else. Let's start today's show with a bit of Christmas rage. This actually has the show has changed. We were going to talk about something else, and I came in today and I said, "Nah, we're doing Christmas rage." I've had three examples of Christmas rage just this morning.
Oh, this is not good.
All three of them from me. Like this, I've done all three of them. So
you were on the giving end, not the receiving.
Yeah, and I'm in a good mood. Oh. Like this is my favourite week of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on reduced work hours. I'm only doing a couple of hours every day.
Yeah.
You know, the main part of my week is in here with you recording a daily podcast. Let's start with the hairdressing appointment I tried to book earlier this morning. It's almost impossible to get a Christmas haircut at the moment. I've rung a new place because my old place that I've been going to for 5 years is totally booked.
Oh,
they
no.
picked up the phone and just put it on the table. And I heard their entire conversation for about 5 minutes. And I thought,
and you just waited there.
Well, I don't want to miss out on a haircut appointment. So, so the rage is rising. Like it's getting more and more angry as the minutes go on.
I knew that this was definitely a problem for women's hairdressers. Yeah. I didn't realise barbers were the same. Well, like, do you go to a barber?
I do, but the barber's full, so I'm going to a women's hairdressing salon.
And did you know this even extends to dogs? Because, as I just told you, I've got to go pick up my neighbour's dog from the dog groomer. And, you know,
busy time
my neighbours came to me, were like, we're desperate. We had to get her in. They're booked out.
Can you pick
Is there
up?
Any chance you can pick her up?
Anyway,
wow. Everyone's dealing with that.
They finally hung up. Okay. They hung up on me and I rang them back after 5 minutes. And then I said, hey, you just hung up on me. Oh, I must have been a glitch with the phone.
No, it wasn't.
No, because I heard you talking about Jenny's bad haircut and then you hung up on me. Anyway, I had to calm it.
Okay, so a bit of Christmas
rage. I literally had to calm it down because I'm thinking, as I was about to fire up, I thought, if I don't pull it back here, I'm not going to get a cut.
No, they'll just say, sorry, Mr. Renton.
Yeah, we're full.
Yeah.
So, number one. Number two was at the coffee shop when this. I saw this girl making my order, which is a very specific order.
Mm-hmm. Yep, tell us your Christmas order.
Oh, it's just a white chocolate mocha, but only two shots, not three.
Yep.
Skinny milk and warm, and put some extra chocolate on the top. Not that hard, surely.
Surely.
But it was a new coffee shop. I don't normally go there. Yep. And I saw the young girl making it, and I saw her making it wrong. And I leaned over and said, hey, I think, is that mine? I think, it's not yours. Pretty sure it is because I know what white chocolate powder is. It's not yours. I'm making a cappuccino. You're not because you just put white chocolate powder in a cappuccino. And I was getting very heated and I thought, again, pull it back or she'll spit in your coffee.
Yeah. You know she will.
But twice they just outright lied to me.
Oh,
outright lied
no.
to me. Anyway, so the rage levels are rising, and the owner sort of stepped in, and she then gave me a bit of extra chocolate and gave me a wink, and I went, oh, you know how I like it. You know when you put on that jovial fake conversation?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Thanks for that. And I walked away grumbling. Episode 3, this is all in half an hour, mind you.
Oh, no.
Episode 3, I go to buy a pair of shorts, and there's this old lady behind me in the line. I thought, show some Christmas spirit. I let her in front of me. Mm-hmm. Of course, she had to be the one lady that was returning 75 items and was up for a chat. People don't know that I was a little bit late here today. Mm-hmm. This is why. This lady was up for a massive chat, not just to the girl behind the counter, but then to me. And I'm like, I don't want to be part of this conversation.
You've got somewhere to be.
I've got a Christmas podcast, and now my rage levels are through the roof. So, is it just me, or is there Christmas rage going on at the moment?
Look, I haven't personally experienced too much Christmas rage, but...
Give it half an hour with me and you might.
Yeah. I know. I can feel the temperature in this room change.
Yeah.
Your colour's rising a little bit as you're recounting this. Mm. Look, it is a stressful time. I mean, to be honest, I did actually experience some the other day going to a Westfield car park where already at 9:15 a.m. things were getting full and car parks were at a premium. Mm. You know, all you need to do is drive into a shopping centre and there is already tension right there in the car park.
Let me give you a hot tip there. Go to valet. It costs you $15, but you're parking in front of the store. They take your car. I've never done it.
Oh, I just hate forking out for that kind of thing, though.
Well, you're paying for parking anyway, so you might as well.
Not if you're under 3 hours.
Yeah, or if you have the app, it's full.
Yes.
Yeah, do you have the app?
Yeah,
so do I.
Yeah.
Anyway. Coming here with you, I've calmed down a lot.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Do you need anything?
It's just out there. There's just rage out there at the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be rage-filled because we've got a lot of Christmas stuff to talk about.
Look, and well done to you for just taking a deep breath, for identifying your Christmas rage, for naming that, for taking your breath and being the bigger person.
I did want to ask you, though, is it me? Or is it everyone?
Look, there is a common denominator in those three scenarios, and it's you.
Absolutely. Coming up next, the greatest Christmas movie of all time. You might be as surprised as we were to learn that it was not Love Actually. What is it? We'll find out when Christmas Podding returns.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We're talking all things Christmas. Day 9 today of our 12 days of Christmas podcast. We're doing a podcast every day up until Christmas Day. One of our better ideas, I think. I'm so glad we've done it this way.
Me too. Yeah. And we've had some really great feedback too from people saying, I needed this daily dose of podcast.
Oh, that's so nice of people to say that. Let's talk Christmas movies for a second. To us, there is only one.
And this is Natalie. She's new, like you.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello, David. I mean, sir. Shit, I can't believe I've just said that. I'm so sorry, sir.
It's fine, it's fine.
Love Actually is, without a doubt, in our mind, the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
It just has everything. Yeah. It has multiple storylines. Yep. It's feel good. It's everything festive. It's set in London. We love it.
It has not been voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. And there's a couple of good ones out there. I mean, Elf climbs the chart. Elf's not one of my personal favourites, but I can see why everyone likes
it. Well, it's a family one, which is what Love Actually is not.
Tim Allen's Santa Claus movies also climb the charts. But this has been voted the number one Christmas movie of all time.
I'm up here, you morons! Come and get me! You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
It had to be Home Alone.
Yeah.
I actually agree with the list. I love Home Alone. I think it's a great Christmas movie.
I think the real testament to it is that it has stood the test of time. And, you know, we are now introducing it to our kids. It really does just span the generations where everyone can watch it, love it, have a laugh, and just get into the Christmas spirit.
Well, we were kids when it came out. Like, Macaulay Culkin's my age.
I know.
Little
it's
Macaulay,
so weird.
Little Macaulay Culkin.
We've literally grown up with him.
With him.
Yes.
There's so much to like about it. I've recently shown 1 and 2, I mentioned it in a previous episode, shown 1 and 2 back-to-back with my kids. They are identical movies. The storyline is exactly the same, except the old guy in Home Alone 1 is replaced by an old woman in Home Alone 2. Have you seen 2 lately?
No,
I haven't. You've got to get it out.
Okay.
2 is just as good as 1.
And which is unusual for a sequel.
Yeah, they nailed it. And 2 is where the line, Merry Christmas, You Filthy Animals, comes from, which is on every Christmas T-shirt. Fun fact, so Trump is in Home Alone 2. He owned the hotel at the time.
Okay.
It's set in the Plaza Hotel. He owned it.
Yeah.
And so he said, you can use my hotel for the movie if you put me in the movie.
If he gets a cameo. ego.
He wrote himself into the movie, major ego, but he's still in it to this day.
And so that's quite funny then for our kids, as we were saying, you know, the next generation to go, oh, there's Trump. Like, how funny.
But so many movies have been remade after Home Alone. Like that whole concept, I've seen at least four or five other, not even necessarily Christmas movies, that concept of forgetting a child and leaving them at home. Let's talk about a couple of good movies out at the moment. A Gift from Bob the Cat. Weird sounding flick. It's at cinemas right now. It's actually a Christmas movie about a cat in London. True story. This homeless guy picked up a cat from somewhere, started taking the cat busking with him at Christmas time, and he started making money because he had a cat beside his busking tin, you know?
Well, you went and saw this, didn't you, at the cinema?
I actually loved it. It brought me to tears. It was a really good movie.
It wasn't a bit cliche or
it was a true story.
Yeah,
so after I saw the movie, I went and Googled it, and there's about 1,000 news reports with the
right.
And so it's all just basically for people to know the story.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Well, that sounds feel good.
I went and saw Happiest Season the other day as well. Again, a great relationship, another Christmas movie.
Yes.
Did you see it
as well.
What do you think?
Oh, it was a fun Christmas movie.
It's
not going to be one of the classics,
no.
but some really good laughs, a nice festive vibe going on, and enjoyed it. It was lighthearted. And fun.
My daughter went and saw Christmas Jars, which is out at the moment, and she said, Dad, you have to go and see it. Again, another true story. They always revolve around lost family members that they get found at Christmas time.
See, you love the Hallmark mushy style.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, what do you like?
I don't love that.
But what do you like?
Oh, just I like something that is fun and lighthearted and has a positive theme to it.
Do you like Elf?
Yeah.
Yes, I can't stand Elf.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
I liked it. You know what? That's not true. I liked it the first time.
Okay.
But then it's been on 1,000 times since. So
yeah.
It's not what I enjoy rewatching, whereas I love rewatching Love Actually.
Definitely.
I love rewatching from last year, Last Christmas. None of the movies that came out this year, as you said, are instant classics. Whereas when Last Christmas came out last year, straight away I thought, this is a movie for the ages. This will last
forever. Do you think other people are rewatching it this season?
Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, if you go by the cinemas at the moment, they're replaying Home Alone, Elf and Die Hard at the moment.
Uh-huh. And I saw Love Actually as well, showing it at one of the cinemas.
You went and saw it again?
Oh, no, I didn't see it. I saw
it
advertised.
So it was there.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to talk about Love Actually. In fact, if we look ahead to tomorrow's run sheet, we're doing a whole segment on Love Actually.
Yes.
So lots to talk
Good
about.
Good call.
Let's talk about Christmas music coming up real soon. What's on high rotation coming out your speakers? We want to find out next on Christmas Podding.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Look, we talk all things Christmas. Day 9 today of 12 podcasts in a row. It's our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. Have you jumped onto our Spotify playlist yet? We put this out a couple of weeks ago. We've chosen our favourite Christmas songs. I mean, everyone's doing it. I mean, there's Elf Radio, there's Santa Radio.
Yep.
We've got a Spotify playlist. So you can find Christmas music just about anywhere. What songs are you hearing most kicking around at the moment?
Definitely, I've heard a lot of Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave me away.
And I'm loving the new there's a real pop vibe to some of the songs. You know, we're seeing a lot of the current artists redoing some songs. So I love the really upbeat ones. Like Sia has a whole Christmas album, I think, or several songs
at least.
A couple
years ago, it's good.
A new Leona Lewis one called One More Sleep that I'm loving. Real, like, upbeat vibe. That's what I'm hearing a lot of.
Here's what's on my high rotation at the moment. I'm hearing this Kelly Clarkson song a lot. It's a really good song.
I love that song.
I love it too.
Yes.
When it took me ages to work out who sang it. I went, oh, that's got to be, that's Kelly Clarkson. It's quite distinct when you hear it.
She's the best.
She's so good. And again, this one from Sears getting a lot of airplay. This album went under the radar. That Candy Cane Lion is a great song.
I love it. And, yeah, I agree. When did this come out?
Two or three years ago.
And why didn't we – I had never heard these songs, and now they are popping up. And that song was even in that Christmas movie we were just talking about.
Which one?
Happiest Season.
Oh, yeah, of course. That had a good soundtrack, didn't it?
Yes.
I don't know why we didn't know about this Sia album. It's been on the peripheral, and I did know the song that we just played, Candy Cane Lane, but she's got another one, a dog, something along, you know, Dogs Aren't Just for Christmas. So she's done this, and basically it's saying, okay, don't just buy a puppy, you know, for Christmas, yes, because, you know, come February, you still got to look after that puppy. And it's like, it's got a real message.
Well, that's an interesting message.
But it's so poppy that you have to sing along to it, you know. I'm still not getting, as you said, sick of Last Christmas. I'm hearing that and Mariah's A Lot for Christmas Is You are the two most flogged songs, I reckon, in the last couple of years. I'm not hearing Do They Know It's Christmas as much.
No.
Still a lot, but not as much.
Yeah, a little bit. But I just feel like we are hearing so many different versions. So, you know, there are so many bands now who have done Jingle Bells or Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
You know, that you're just hearing it with all different versions and takes on it.
Have you heard the Taylor Swift Last Christmas version that's kicking around at the moment? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. There really is only one Last Christmas, and that's the version you do at the end of the show.
Yeah, let's compare me to Taylor Swift.
Hang around, guys, because if you're new to this podcast, we like to sing out the show. We give you a Christmas song, and Vanessa takes the lead on nearly everyone we do. Mm-hmm. And you sing Last Christmas. In fact, as we were driving here today, I was listening to you sing Last Christmas on a previous podcast, and it made me smile. It actually made me smile.
When you listen back to our podcast, do you listen to the whole song?
Mm.
I don't. That's the only bit I fast forward.
Why?
I don't like listening to myself back.
Oh, see, that's probably why I listen to it, because I'm not leading any of them. Like I'm strong backup.
I love listening to myself back talking, but just not the singing. So no,
I don't know if you're supposed to say it out loud.
No, probably not.
It's the most egotistical thing you've ever said. I mean, I knew the ego was there. I've known for a while.
No, but the singing
knock, knock,
though.
Knock, knock, knock. Who's that? Oh, it's Vanessa's ego. Come in. Never too far away.
The singing's where the ego's happy to just take a back seat.
Well, what I love most about us singing these Christmas classics is that we're not great, and that's the beauty of it for me. Mm. We're good, but we're not great. So you can sing along over the, like, there's a lot of off notes. We are going to talk about weird family traditions coming up. We've found some of the things that you guys do that you think is just normal. Everyone's got their weird quirks. You know, we all do things just a little bit differently. But others might shake their head and go, oh,
that's weird.
That's how you spend Christmas. We'll find out what that is next. Christmas Podding, back in a sec.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Available now, just in time for Christmas. It's Christmas Podding's podcast playlist. Liam and Ness's ultimate list of Christmas classics like this.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low.
Festive faves like this.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
And all-time happy hits like this.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We're doing 12 days of Christmas podcasts. This is day 9 today. There's an episode every day. So there's one today, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And of course, if you want to go through the back catalogue, we've been doing this for months and months. There's lots to listen to partake in. And we love it when you're part of the show as well.
Yes, so, absolutely. Just so much Christmas to talk about.
Weird family traditions. So you told us some of the things you do that others find weird. Beth says, hey guys, every year there's a Christmas present addressed to Joan under the Christmas tree. The problem is there's no Joan in our family. We made up a person years ago who gets the blame for everything. So when the meal goes bad, oh, good one, Joan. When someone gives a dud gift, oh, thanks, Joan. I actually love this idea.
That is hilarious. And so what's the present usually? Do you know? Like, what does Joan get? But or is it just a cardboard box wrapped up?
Whatever it is, it'll be a dud one just in case.
I love that. Yeah. Someone to blame.
Because it takes the air and the heat out of the room.
Yeah, that's right. It's the way to avoid tension, isn't it?
If there's an argument or someone says something, go, Joan told me to say that, and instantly you would kill the bad vibe and create a happy vibe.
Or you say to the kids, can you go and sit with Joan for a little while to calm down?
Well, can you calm Joan down sitting with Joan? I actually love that.
That is a great idea.
Thinking of stealing it. Here's another one. Hey, guys, we do a 6:30 a.m. swim in our pool, followed by a glass of champers and an asparagus sandwich for breakfast at 6:30 in the morning.
Asparagus sandwich?
You never had them?
No.
You've never heard of the concept?
Nah.
Oh, it's really hoity-toity. Like, it's real proper.
I've heard of cucumber sandwiches.
Absolutely. I love asparagus on white bread. I love it.
Really?
It's really nice.
So do you boil the asparagus?
It's got to be cooked,
and then, cool it down.
Or fried or whatever,
But you have it cold in the sandwich
It's almost mushy, either or, I guess. Oh. Do it how you like. I'd have it warm with melted butter. I think it's a great idea.
But, hey, the swim and the champagne, absolutely. Sign me up.
You go for a run on Christmas Day. People will probably hear that every time and go,
I guess that is weird to other people. But, we're doing Park Run again this year on Christmas
That's
Day.
Only the 85th mention you've had in this podcast.
No, I've hardly mentioned
you're
it this year.
Getting paid by Park Run? Because you mention them a lot.
No. But, I have to say, it's not happening in every state in Australia or every country.
Changed,
and we only just found out the other day if we had got the green light to have it. So, it's on.
Still could change, though. You never know. A couple of days out.
Who knows?
We like this one as well. Hey, guys, over the 12 days of Christmas, we would throw honey balls. That must be some sort of food type.
Yeah.
Or anything sweet onto the roof. That would feed the Christmas goblins and stop them from coming to the house, causing chaos. So, Mum and Dad would throw literal honey balls. Honey puffs, I'd imagine. Like little honey puffs.
Okay.
On the roof. That's to feed the Christmas goblins. The kids wouldn't be scared or upset, and the goblins would stop causing chaos in our house.
Well, I'm sure it keeps the goblins away, but how's your pigeon problem going?
And your possums.
Yeah.
You'd have a vermin issue.
Definitely. I don't think I would try that because of what you would attract.
As Vanessa says, you do you. I love all of those traditions. If you've got a tradition, that's the way it should be, no matter how silly or weird.
Yep.
We are going to talk about Christmas cash in just a second. If you're a little strapped this time of year, how to make some quick cash for Christmas Day, we'll let you know how to do that next on Christmas Podding.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We're doing 12 Days of Christmas podcast every day up until and including Christmas Day. Hey, thanks for joining us. If you're new, go back and check out the back catalogue and hang around till the end, because if this is new to you, we sing at the end of every episode. So we've got a little Christmas ditty we'll crank you to soon.
Just warming up the vocal cords now.
You don't think they think it's not pre-recorded?
It's radio.
The auto-tune doesn't give it away. How to make some last-minute Christmas cash. A couple of things on the list that I loved a few of these. So if you're really struggling at the moment, and I guess some people have been this year with job losses and the rest, check out your loyalty points. I'm going to go into this in more depth tomorrow. But loyalty points are just sitting there. Reward cards could have hundreds of dollars that have been racking up all year. You could find yourself with a couple of dollars that you didn't even know you had to spend in time for Christmas.
It's just worth checking it out because it is the kind of thing we just let sit in the background, and you just may not even be aware of what you have there entitled to you.
We've been talking about loyalty points for the last three seasons. We're very big on checking what is rightfully yours and using it at Christmas time. Check the kids' old toys. Apparently Lego is now worth more than gold on the market. So Lego has gone up that
Tell
much in
me
price.
More.
If your kids have outgrown their Lego, give it a wash. You can put it in a pillowcase. Run it through your washing machine, dry it out in the sun, then weigh it. They now sell Lego by the kilo on eBay, and you are getting more by the kilo for Lego.
Wash Lego in the washing machine?
Yeah, how would you do it?
This is a great idea. Yeah. I'd never even thought of that. I would probably dunk it in a bucket.
Yeah, well, they're saying just whack it straight in the washing machine.
That's a great idea.
They're buying them. Like, there are collectors buying up big on eBay and Gumtree. And the closer you are to Christmas, the more it's worth because more people want Lego. Sometimes it's hard to find in the stores. And I know with a lot of things they've been making, they haven't made enough this year. So there's a shortage of gifts and toys.
Oh, we've absolutely noticed that. Some empty shelves where definitely.
I didn't notice.
Well, you haven't been at the shops the last 3 weeks.
I did my shopping in November.
I know did.
That was a little dig, folks.
For
because
those of us who shop in December.
Why would you? I had everything done in November.
You know, I've realised what I like about leaving my shopping till last. Do you ever, you know, when you buy a gift for someone and you're so excited about that gift, you cannot wait to give it to them.
Mm.
Like, I get home from buying something for my kids, I'm like, oh, maybe I could just give it to them now. Like, I just, I get so excited that I want to gift it straight away. So even for me, a week feels like a long time to wait.
I've had your gift for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not busting to give it to you.
Well, I'm busting to give you yours.
Yeah, but I mean, I can wait. When did you buy mine?
I'd say it was about a week and a half ago.
That's early for you.
Yeah, it is. But I had to be organized for this one.
Oh, right. Okay. We're doing actually going to do Christmas Day gifts, guys. So this segment is fraught with danger because
live Christmas gift giving.
Because I don't react well live.
No, and you've spent all season saying I don't want any gifts. I hate novelty gifts. I hate Christmas gifts. I tell my family not to buy me anything.
That's been misrepresented. I don't hate them. I just don't need anything. Okay. So then I open them and go, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
There's a difference. I appreciate the sentiment. And
but your reaction is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's in our Christmas Day show. I already know what my kids are buying me too.
Really?
I saw the credit card receipts. Like, you know, just checking
the
bank.
That's why I've got a separate bank account.
Wow.
For Christmas gifts. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's handy.
Interesting. last one. Advertise your services now, you know, Gumtree, wherever it is, Fiverr, to help with the Christmas pack down. So, you know, putting up lights, and we both did it at our house, is a long, laborious, horrible task.
Oh, man.
I'll take your lights down for $100, you know. Easy cash.
Actually, easy Christmas cash. Excellent idea. There's so many online websites, apps, local community groups.
Yeah.
I think that would actually be a very popular thing.
Yeah, mow someone's grass. I mean, it's been raining where we are recently. My grass is through the roof. I've got more important things to do than mow the grass.
Yeah.
So there's money to be made.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Get creative.
Look, we promised you yesterday we'd tell you a little story about us, 18 bags of beanbag balls and a major Christmas fail. Let's wrap up the show and do that next day. You're listening to Christmas Podding. Don't go anywhere.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, we're talking all things Christmas. Thanks for joining us and make sure you tune in tomorrow as well. We've got a different podcast every day. Can you tell your friends too? Because if they love Christmas, not everyone gets what a podcast is. I know my wife even struggles with it sometimes. Yeah. That's why we keep saying, just click this link, you can text it to them, press this link and away they go. Yesterday on the show we said we'd tell you about a massive Christmas fail we did. We were hosting a radio show together and one of us had the great idea, it was me.
It was definitely you.
Let's build the world's biggest snow dome,
yes.
I said.
Which, let's preface it by saying you had a snow dome collection also of the mini ones, the small ones. So it was a bit of a thing for you, you really enjoyed them.
At the time, I don't anymore. I haven't got any anymore.
Yeah.
I got a couple of Christmas ones kicking
around. That's okay. Like, we go through phases.
Absolutely. It was a phase. So we said we'd build the world's biggest snow dome. And we bought 18 bags of snow, or what do they call it? The beanbag balls.
Yes.
And we bought it off this one room and we got some industrial strength fans and we literally half filled a room. So you imagine walking into a room and there's a meter of beanbag balls, like a meter.
Yeah. Now, it's also
a meter deep, mind you. And then there's these industrial fans going off. It was brilliant in there. It looked aesthetically amazing.
It did.
Photos of us in it too.
We do. Have you still got the photos? Yeah. Do I still have the photos? You pull out photos from decades ago.
Yeah.
It is, you know, rooms are actually a very big volume.
Mm.
And so when you think about filling it with
5x5.
Yeah, which is 25 cubic meters.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, we didn't fill the room.
Half filled it.
But even with 18 bags, you're covering the base, but you're still nowhere near like.
So that was great. That was fun. We got some photos. It was great. All right, now we've got to pack it up. Of course, everyone scurried off.
Mm-hmm.
There's about two of us packing it up. And then we had to try and put the genie was out of the bottle. So we had to try and put the balls back in the bag.
Which is impossible.
Well, we got a fair few in.
Yeah.
But there was a lot we didn't get in. So how do you clean up beanbag balls? Well, we had the vacuum cleaner, which was useless.
Yes, and they're actually impossible to sweep as well because they just go everywhere.
Long story short, they went everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're working at a radio station and the technicians were furious with us. So they were so mad at us.
Doesn't go well with the gear.
Oh, sorry, guys. Well, you know, it's part of the show.
Yeah.
They were furious. And then I reckon 8 years later, I was still finding balls in jacket pockets, in books.
Yeah.
You'd pull out something from a bookshelf and there was a beanbag ball. Oh, I remember the bean, the massive, you know, for years.
Absolutely.
Afterwards. Years.
They just don't go away. You do find them just spring up everywhere. And they certainly have their little hiding spots that then they just all of a sudden burst out and reveal and you go, oh, still.
But do you regret it?
Never.
No,
never.
It was
like,
great.
It was worth it. It was
the best.
Worth that cleanup. Absolutely.
It was the best. It was the best money ever spent. Like, it was such a great idea. And then you imagine filling a room with these balls, two big industrial fans, air conditioning on 16 degrees. It felt like we were in a flurry.
And who can actually say they have been in a human life-size snow dome?
We've done it a couple of times.
Not
many. We were walking in the mall one day and there was another one.
We did do an inflatable one.
Yeah, we saw an inflatable one. We jumped in and we got some good photos in that too.
That was fun.
Anyway, not as good as our one that we made ourselves. We promised we'd tell you that story. I don't know if it was worth telling, but it was a lot of fun nonetheless. We're going to wrap it up with your mail coming up next. Don't go anywhere on Christmas Podding.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Yeah, our names are Liam and Ness. This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Quick mailbag before we wrap it up with a song of our own. We love it that you send us your DMs or you comment on our Facebook page. Thank you for being a part of this show. Who's saying what in the last 24
hours? Yeah, look,
hours?
We've had some great feedback about Christmas foods, which we've been talking a lot about over the past few weeks and on the Facebook page. So Erin, who we introduced previously as our Alaskan correspondent, was telling us a bit about reindeer sausage.
I saw that.
That they actually have there, which is awesome. Like that.
Would you eat it?
I'd give it a go.
Yeah,
yep.
Me
would
too.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
absolutely.
It sounds foreign to us, but I'm sure it's quite normal there.
I'll try.
But I love the sound of it. Kerry pitched in and said that she did try the turducken from Aldi that we mentioned few episodes back. So she said it was actually pretty good.
I wonder if they're selling it this year because I know Coles has got a big range of turkey products this year.
Yeah.
Like I saw a turkey cushion for sale the other day. And when I say turkey cushion, it must be the bum end of the turkey. Like it's an actual turkey. It's not a cushion that you put on your couch. It's an edible something you put in the oven. So
that is weird. Now Jacob also was talking about gravy that we do put on our roast meats, and he's got a recipe that uses two parts drippings and one part apple cider.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Which is I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah. I think so Jamie Oliver does that. Yeah,
I'm quite interested in trying that this year.
Yeah.
And my mum had a comment on the page too, reinforcing that she is bringing the Christmas pudding because I did admit to buying the Christmas pudding last year.
I saw that comment.
She said, not this year, not in 2020, you're not. I'm bringing the pudding, which I did also say has to be with the brandy cream, the hard sauce, and custard as well. So mum's in charge of that.
You're having a competition on that? Are you going to make one as well?
No. We don't compete on pudding. We compete on fruit mince pies. Yeah.
Is there anything you don't compete on other than
pudding?
All right. Hey, let's wrap it up. One of our own. Don't go anywhere. Tomorrow we'll have another episode for you, a day 10 of 12 in a row. It's our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. This is us. We like to sing out the show. As we like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas every day. Taking care of Christmas every way. Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Taking care of Christmas every day. Taking care of Christmas every way. Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Taking care of Christmas every day. Taking care of Christmas every way. Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Be good.
We could do a little thing also, like I've been to a couple of shows and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. Sometimes I think that because people can't go to them, it's a little insular.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't need the content.
I get that. No.
But, you know, you only bring about four things to this show a year, so I don't want you to feel left out of the content creation. Not even a smile? Come on. It's Christmas. Don't fight with me at Christmas.
I'm just not giving you any ammunition.
Don't be like that. It's Christmas. Be in a good mood. Here we go.
I am. I was until we came in here. I'm in a very festive mood.
Testing,
haven't you
aren't
seen
you?
My
It's a great
outfit.
Shirt. It's a great shirt.
Where's your Christmas shirt today?
I washed them both yesterday.
Okay.
So that, okay. I know where they are.
That's why you...
They're both sitting on the inside clothes rack.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good.
I passed them as I walked out of the house today at 4 o'clock this morning.
I'm a little disappointed.
But I'm not wearing
that
it.
Only one of us is in festive outfit
well,
today.
Because one of us was working this morning. This is my work attire. Party
well,
shirt.
I know, but work
That's
attire
record.
Can
you
be...
got to go. Okay. We got to get this done. Here
go.
We go. I was really angry. Like, I was just like... That lady was lying to me about the coffee.
Unbelievable.
I was like, I saw you make it. No, it was a cappuccino. No, I saw you make it. Anyway, then I got a headache from yesterday's right. Christmas party. I think I...
All right, take a deep breath.
I'm good. I'm actually good. I'm so happy to be here. I do have a headache. But I'm really happy to be
don't
here.
Don't look it.
Don't I? No, I'm really... I've been looking okay. forward to today.
Yeah, me too.
For a long time.
Me too.
Here we go. I'm looking forward to the Christmas...
Me too.
...present.
Can't wait. How much did you spend?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I bet it's more than what you spent.
How do you know?
Because I make a point of spending the most.
Okay.
Yeah. Spite purchase.
Is it a hot dog maker?
Spite purchase. I thought, what would Vanessa spend? I'll try and beat that.
Okay. Great. That is okay by me.
Yeah. And I left the price tag on, just so you know.
You did not.
Absolutely did.
That's dodgy.
I want you to know what you're worth to me.
$10?
You'll see.
I'll find out
You'll
on Christmas
see
Day.
See on Christmas Day.